Wes, have you ever played in a game where three players scored two touchdowns all at once?
I don't think I have. I think it may be a first for me. So it was great to see guys making plays out there, especially in the second half, and really getting things going. And at the end of the day, that's what won us the game.
Was that extra satisfying, the short week? You made the adjustments, you guys executed the adjustments almost to perfection in the second half.
Yeah, in the second half. The first half was pretty ugly for us, and we knew we had to come out there and play a lot better in the second half. And we talked about being resilient and staying on top of it, and we were able to do that and come away with the win. We got a lot of guys that fight, and it was good to see guys, nobody getting down, and everybody just keep on playing, and good things are going to happen. We never felt we were out of the game. Just keep on playing, keep scoring, and we'll get some stops and some turnovers, which we did, and it turned out the way it did. Right. I think when you go into desperation mode, that's when it gets tough. So you just get that sense of urgency that we need to move the ball down the field and make some plays, and that's what we're able to do.
Are you amazed at how quickly this offense can strike?
Not really. I mean, I really like the guys we have and everybody going out there doing their assignment, making plays, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
If you were to pick one key to your success at this point, what would you say?
Key to my success?
Team success?
I think just the hardworking attitude that we've had and everybody just staying on top of it and practicing hard and playing hard. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do. It puts you in a position to win every week.
Wes, your first touchdown, you sort of barreled through a couple guys, short to the lower body swing. I'm just curious, as with the knee coming back, do you feel like you're back now? Because that play, you can almost look at that and say, wow, that made that after the contact.
My knees felt great, and these past few weeks have been awesome, and really just staying on top of it. But this is definitely the best it's felt, and I feel like it continues to make strides. But I'm not worried about it at all. I'm out there playing, feeling like my old self. I think it's been gradual. There's always days where it's bad and things like that, and I feel like those days are kind of behind me, and just moving forward and making sure that I'm still doing everything necessary to stay on top of it, but at the same time I have total confidence in it and ready to play out there.
What do you like about Dino as a fellow receiver and as a teammate?
He brings it every time, and he works hard. He's not a super flashy guy. He's not a show off or anything like that. He's a great dude, a great guy to have in the locker room, a great receiver to play out there with. He blocks, he runs good routes, he makes plays, and on top of that, he's a great guy. So he definitely fits into what we're trying to do.
Have you learned anything from him about different groups and things, and how do you guys both share those?
Yeah, I think we stay on open discussion, especially in our meeting rooms and things like that. And he definitely has some great input on all of that and stimming a guy out or doing this to him. He played in the West Coast for a while, so he knows a lot of these teams that maybe we don't, and kind of talking about guys he's gone against. And he's always, there to put his input in.
Do you feel like Tom's kind of in his own now?
When was he out of it? he's always bringing it every Sunday. So there's not a time where you really feel like he's out of the zone or anything like that. He's bringing it every Sunday and every day during practice. Good. Thank you all.